This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen today. I do appreciate you. And as always, feel free to reach out to us in the Discord room. If you go to Beekeeping for Newbies, it's newbees.com. We have links up there for the Discord room. You can actually listen to the podcast right there through the web browser if you like. And we have links to swarm trap plans, nuke plans, foul brood articles, and a few other things. And then you can always check us out over at bestbeekeepinggear.com, where we've got some write-ups on different things like varroa mite treatments and some recommendations for new beekeepers and other tips and tricks. And we're trying to update that as often as we can. So feel free to jump over there and check us out. Today's episode is 154. And it is, of course, Memorial Day today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Memorial Day. And I also wanted to introduce something to you that we haven't discussed previously. I've made mention of it a couple of times, but we're going to kind of dive in a little bit deeper on that. But I think the first thing that comes to mind is, I want to thank you to everyone, to everyone out there who has served in any capacity, who knows someone who has family members who have served. You know, that being a service member is not something it's not something that's in a silo. It's not an individual thing. When you're a service member, when you make that decision, your whole family is involved. If you're married, man, woman, doesn't matter what you are. If you have a husband or a wife or whatever, they're involved. They're in the military now. Your kids are in the military now. You're moving every 2, 3, 4 years. Your kids are leaving all their friends behind and going somewhere else. It's not like it was when I was growing up, where you just left and that was it. Maybe you had a phone number, but that was it. At least now you have social media to stay connected and all of that. But everybody who is involved makes sacrifices. The whole family. It's a big deal for everyone. So thank you to all of you who are either prior service, active duty, and a special thank you to all the folks we know and love who are up there at Arlington National Cemetery and all the cemeteries throughout the nation where we've honored those who've had to pay the ultimate price and made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and for our way of life. I also want to take a minute to acknowledge, Gold Star families. And, this still breaks my heart to even think about this, because I'm a father of 3 girls. And one thing that I always was happy about having daughters is I was really, really happy about the fact that, number one, I knew I would be too tough on a boy, and so that was a blessing by itself. But I was always concerned about having a son that would make the decision that I made, that my dad made, that my granddad made, and decide that they were going to serve. It was something that always concerned me, and having daughters kind of helped to relieve that a little bit. But I was driving recently. I was going across the country with my daughter to get her out to Wyoming. And I want to say it was maybe West Virginia. I think it was in West Virginia, but one of the states heading along 64, Interstate 64, every bridge that you went across, it was named after a service member, you know, PFC so-and-so, Captain so-and-so, Sergeant so-and-so. And like, I'm just driving across these bridges and I keep thinking to myself, like, man, you know, like, that's a person. That's a person who had a mother and a father, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, you know, and it just, you know, it's a real good time to just acknowledge that. And I appreciate that state for and I know other states have done it as well, but taking the time to acknowledge those who've served and sacrificed for their state, you know, because they don't just represent the U.S., they represent the state and the community and everybody else. But the idea of being a parent and losing a child in any way, it's just, people will tell you, you know, that God only puts things on people that they can handle, but I don't know, man. I just don't know. I can't imagine. I can't imagine the pain and the suffering that these families go through. So, you know, God be with you, and hopefully on this day, you know, you can accept the thanks and the appreciation that all of us have for the sacrifice that your family made. You know, one thing I wanted to say is I wanted to ask everybody a kind of a little bit of a favor. I hear people sometimes and they'll say, hey, happy Memorial Day weekend or happy Memorial Day. And I've seen people get kind of bent out of shape with that. It's not a happy day. It's a day of remembrance. And they get kind of a little angry about it. I want you to just think that for a second, just kind of step back and say, nobody is trying to offend anybody by saying that. Nobody's trying to be mean. I think a lot of times it's really easy for it to just kind of get lumped in as another 3 or 4 day weekend. And maybe not everybody takes the time to think about that. You know, I live in a community that's military. Everybody is either active duty, prior service, reserve. Like, that's just where I live. A lot of communities aren't like that. A lot of places don't have military people all around them all the time. But I want you to think about it this way instead. If somebody says, hey, I want you to have a happy Memorial Day, I think about it as maybe I want you to be happy on this day where you're remembering the person you loved and you're happy that they cared so much for the country to make that sacrifice. And you're happy that that person was able to provide the service to the nation and the country. Maybe think of it that way. I don't know. I know it's always hard to reflect on loss, you know, so I'm not trying to say that it's easier, but please don't give people too hard of a time. They're not trying to be mean or disrespectful. They just, you know, they just probably don't know. And that's a great opportunity to educate them in a kind way and say, hey, while I appreciate your sentiment here, remember it is a day of remembrance and reflection. And then they'll give them a chance to kind of say, oh, geez, I didn't really think about that. Good point, right? But don't try not to get bent out of shape, man. It's really easy to get angry on stuff. But don't let that get to you. So one thing I've seen a lot over the years, and I've experienced this myself, you know, when you separate service, it's an interesting transition. I think some people who were the military was just a job. It was literally just a job. It had very minimal impact on them. They come out of the military, take off the uniform, put on, you know, whatever the shirt and tie or whatever, you know, construction hat or whatever job is they go on to, and they never bring it up again, never think about it again. Some people, the military is, they became that person. They became that soldier, sailor, marine, airman, coast guardsman, or I guess guardian now. Like, they became that thing. And I know when I was on active duty, I was all in. And I was all in. Everybody who would have, you know, anybody who knew me would have said, oh, this guy's a lifer. He's going to be in forever. And that was kind of the plan at the time, but the Army had a different plan. But so, separate subject for a different day. But when I got out, I thought I was kind of ready to get out. I thought I was ready to move on and do something new. But there was just that, there was a big void. The connection that I had with my brothers in arms and the structure and the discipline and the things that we said and did that I found to be very acceptable in the military workplace, but not so acceptable in the civilian workplace. There's a really funny one that comes to mind. I'm going to try and see if it makes sense for me to say it in a way that, because I know there are kids who listen. I'll tell you what, if you have kids, you may want to like kind of mute this for 30 seconds or something like that. So I'm going to try and tell you what my old first sergeant used to say, because he was in charge, right? He was in charge. The first sergeant is like the senior enlisted person in a company. Okay, here's the part that you guys are going to want to mute for the kids for about 15 seconds. But he would say, "Hey, I'm blanking this monkey. You're just holding the head." Okay, you can let the kids come back on now. Anyway, so when he said that, it was his way of basically saying, "I'm in charge, so back up." Now, I thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever heard in my life. But just so you know, in case anyone's transitioning soon, or if you're, you know, moving, changing roles from the military into the civilian life, you don't want to say that in the civilian workplace, because it's not as funny as I have discovered as it was on active duty. So it was transitions like that, things that we said to each other all the time, that I've had to be like talking to somebody at HR going, "What do you mean that's not okay?" So there was that transitional period, and that was a challenge. And there are a lot of people. I was very blessed and fortunate years ago. I had a business and I was able to co-sponsor an event in the Adirondack Mountains of New York. If you've never been there, it was absolutely beautiful. I was going through a really, really tough time there. I had committed to supporting this event. There were 6 Purple Heart recipients there, and I was really excited about it. But my dad died a month before it was supposed to happen. And I was really flustered. I was dealing with my dad's estate. And I knew I had to suck it up. I knew I had to make it happen, because I knew these veterans were counting on me. I know we had Army and Marines that were there. I don't remember if there were any other services represented, but we definitely had Army and Marines. We had a great visit. It was great to catch up with all these guys. And, you know, lifelong friends, and a really good experience. But, you know, getting a chance to talk to him one-on-one and hearing some of the stories and hearing some of the things that happened, it made me think back to my time on active duty, which was vastly different from the experiences that these gentlemen had. And I thought about how close I was with the guys in my various units, and to think about suffering the same loss and the same situations that these guys were in, it's just heartbreaking, you know. And anyway, well, I guess what I'm getting at here is, a lot of people, when you get out, you kind of don't really know what your direction is. You don't really know where to go. We have a lot of problems with veterans committing suicide. There's 22 veterans a day are still committing suicide. It's a big deal. You know, I've had the chance to talk with folks over at Hives for Heroes, really good discussion and dialogue with them. I think that we're going to try to find some way forward to support each other. I mean, they don't need me as much as I probably need them, but we're going to find a way probably to do some work with them. But what I wanted to talk to you all about today is that there is still this drive in a lot of veterans to continue serving in one capacity or another. And I think the best way that we can serve is finding ways to serve each other. Now, years ago, after my father had died, he was a huge, you know, advocate for, "You've got to own your land. You've got to own your land." And after he died, I bought, you know, a small parcel of land that I intended to, well, it is the land that became, you know, the apiary that we talk about quite a bit. And, you know, I recognized after I tried to go commercial and then I had bees and then I ended up selling my bees and ended up going back into the workforce, was having some back issues and some knee issues. Like, I just recognized that for me to be a commercial beekeeper, it's just not going to happen. I don't have enough equipment. I don't have enough people. It's just trying to do too much at one time. It just was not very well planned, but I still had the land. And if I go back to, I think it was around episode 50, and I completely forgot about this, but I was doing the episode and I had made reference to the idea of having some kind of a retreat, because I had this idea years ago that, hey, it'd be really cool if we can bring veterans down here and they can see the bees and they can work with the bees, because I know for me, honeybees have been tremendously therapeutic. I have another friend of mine who's a disabled veteran. He's had a lot of different challenges in his life. And he came to visit me one time and, you know, he had like, I think 2 beers in each hand, and he's sitting down there next to the beehive and he's just drinking beer, watching the bees. And, which by the way, he hasn't had a drink in a couple years now, but But he was just hanging out there and, you know, enjoying the bees. He's like, I love these things, man. These are great. And so that we know that there is some real therapeutic value in honeybees and beekeeping. So I was thinking back then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fund my own place. I'm going to build some kind of a retreat here, and we're going to open it up, and we're going to have it set up for, you know, for veterans, and we're going to try and find a way to make this happen. Well, when I left the workforce and I was trying to go commercial and had all these other things going on, I realized pretty quickly that, you know, that's going to be really, really expensive. And I didn't want to go the nonprofit route. I thought, you know, I don't want the scrutiny of the IRS or anybody else. I'm just going to do it myself. But again, it was cost prohibitive, especially after I had, you know, left the workforce. So when I had done that episode, and again, I think it was episode 50, if I remember correctly, I was going back not long ago trying to find my commercial placement things. And I played a little bit of it and I thought, oh my gosh, I forgot all about this. But this vision that I had a long time ago, I said, well, this is what I'm thinking about, but I don't know, maybe someday we can make something happen. Well, I was having lunch with family a couple of months ago, and they asked me, like, hey, what are you up to these days? I'm like, I'm just doing full-time beekeeping. You know, we've got our full-time beekeeping education, I should say. You know, we're developing a master beekeeper program. We got a podcast. We're doing a little bit of YouTube here and there. We got a Discord room, about 500 members. So it's pretty much a full-time job, just keeping up with everybody and talking to everyone and keeping everybody connected and getting questions answered. And they said, well, do you have a nonprofit? And I said, well, no, I don't have a nonprofit because I don't want to be under the IRS scrutiny. And they were like, it's not that big of a deal. All you got to do is here's some real simple rules you got to follow those simple rules, and you'll have access to a lot of federal and corporate and other entities that are happy to give you money to support your cause. And I thought, you know what? Maybe that makes sense. Maybe that makes a lot of sense. I started doing the research. So I wanted to let you all know, I figure on this day we have to honor those who've sacrificed so much. I want you to know that I have established a nonprofit called The Healing Hive Project. And you can check this out at thehealinghiveproject.org. And what we're doing is we're basically converting that property that I own. And that's going to basically be going to the nonprofit. And we're going to build a facility. We're going to build a facility that has a training and an educational classroom. We're going to have bunk houses. We're going to have a kitchen. We're going to have, you know, like walking trails around the property, areas for a bonfire, outdoor picnic areas. We're going to have a honey extraction room. We're going to have a pretty good number of bees, I hope. At some point, I hope to be able to open this up to, at times when there's not instruction taking place, being able to open it up to maybe colleges that want to come down and do some research, you know, or I want to be able to, for us to go ahead and have the ability to apply for research grants and things that we can do there. But we're going to start off with like a day-long retreats. And these are going to be for all, you know, veterans, first responders, anybody who fits in that category. This is going to be open to all of you. But we're going to start with some single day where we're going to have people come in just for a Saturday. You can just come in for the full day, hang out together, enjoy educational, you know, beekeeping, learning, and all of that. And then we're going to move into the weekend where you show up on Friday night and, you know, we have nice dinner for you and everything, teaching and instruction all day Saturday, teaching and instruction half day Sunday. And then, you know, mid-afternoon, everybody can go home. We can get you back to the airport or you can head, you know, jump in your car and head home. And then once we get a good handle on everything, we're going to move on to the week long where you show up on Sunday. And you're there, you know, Sunday through the next Saturday. I've already talked to, you know, counselors. I got a couple of, I have primarily one counselor who has said that she will definitely reach out to her counselor friends. So we're going to make it to where, you know, during some of the 3 and 7 day exercises where we actually have counselors who show up for a couple of those days in case anybody needs to talk about anything. I'm going to be doing everything I can. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area, so this is like Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Hampton, Newport News, Suffolk, Chesapeake, any of these areas, or you just want to drive in or fly in from somewhere else, what we're going to be needing is, because right now it's going to be me. I'm going to be the guy who wakes up in the morning, cooks the breakfast, teaches the classes, prepares the meals, like make sure that everything is working the way it should. But we're going to need some cadre. We're going to need some support. So if you want to come and you want to teach some beekeeping classes, or you want to do some hands-on with veterans and first responders in our field, or, you know, you're a cook, I would love to have somebody. We had this guy up in the Adirondacks who was an amazing cook. I think he was from Chicago, but this guy was amazing. If you want to come in and you want to cook for these guys and gals for a week, or if you are an entity that wants to cater any food in form, or if you would like to, you know, provide fruits and vegetables or any meats, if you're like a, what do you call it? Like a grocery store or any kind of an entity that can donate foods that we can cook. I'm going to be looking for anything and everything that we can use to support these activities. So there's a lot that's going to be taking place over the next couple of years. I have no idea how long it's going to take for this to be fully developed. I know that, you know, basically for me, like, I don't care about the money. Like, I'm going to probably just fund a lot of it on my own. But at least now we have the nonprofit side of things to open up that funding a little bit more. But that's kind of the vision. You know, I think that there's a lot that we can do with it. I think we're going to need a lot of help from a lot of people who are willing to show up and lend a hand, people who are willing to make donations. And on the website now, we've got a pretty good outline of everything. We talk about, you know, what the schedule is going to look like on these various programs. What we don't have right now is, I have a friend who's an architect. I have a friend who's an engineer. So I want to get the architectural diagrams done. I want to get the engineering stamp on everything, make sure it's good to go. I have a builder already lined up. So once we have all this, the builder can come in and tell me what it's going to take to get everything pushed through. So I would love to say, hey, like a year from now, maybe we'll have a facility. I think that's pretty aggressive based on how much I think it's going to cost. But I also know that probably 95% of all of the work that's outside is going to be done by me. You know, I still have a small tractor and a small excavator. So I will do all of the trail prep and, you know, making sure everything is good there, getting everything cleaned up, getting all the hive placement, you know, where everything is going to be once the new hives get in and all of that. So I wanted to take this day, a day of remembrance, a day of honoring those who served, to officially kind of launch the Healing Hive Project. I don't have much more on it right now. Like I said, you can check out the website. You can still feel free to email me if you have any questions about it or anything. But yeah, the contact us form from inside the website, you can click that if you want to donate your time, if you are interested in possibly coming in and helping out. All of this is probably a year out. I mean, I don't know, by the grace of God, I guess somehow, some way, there could be a miracle that happened in the next couple of months and we could start construction, you know, in November, December, January, something like that, and have it ready for next summer. I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know. So that's all I've got for you today. Enjoy your Memorial Day in whatever way that you do, but please take a few minutes to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to serve our great nation. And I look forward to catching up with all of you next week. Take care, be kind to one another. Remember that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you soon.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.